More than 2.5 million Australian homes have solar panels on their roofs, and solar energy will play a crucial role in reaching a net zero emissions target by 2050. About 80% of those solar panels are made in China, but human rights researchers are concerned a key component used in their production comes from forced labour by Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province. It's prompted a group of federal senators to call for stronger government oversight of the products and, if necessary, import bans. Political reporter Henry Bellow has more.
With the federal government now committed to net zero emissions by 2050, the Prime Minister's made it clear he's banking big on solar.
We've got the highest rate of rooftop solar in the world.
But unions, human rights researchers and now federal politicians are worried there's a hidden cost. Professor Laura Murphy from the Helena Kennedy Centre for International Justice in the UK explains.
Nearly everyone in the world who's buying solar panels is likely to be buying products made with forced labour.
A key component of solar panels is polysilicon, which is extracted from quartz, and almost half of the world's supply comes from China's Xinjiang province. The United Nations and the US believe the Uyghur minority there are being used as forced labour, and Professor Murphy believes that includes the extraction of the raw mineral polysilicon.
One of the reasons why it is so transparent that there's forced labor going on in this region and in this particular supply chain is because companies overtly celebrate their participation in these labor programs.
China denies these claims, but Professor Murphy and her UK-based team spent months scanning Chinese company documents, contracts, and websites.
If the Australian government or Australian developers or even Australian consumers are buying modules from China, they are seriously exposed.
Many of the biggest suppliers of solar panels in Australia are subsidiaries of Chinese companies.
I do think that people would be surprised.
Labor Senator Kimberly Kitching is the chair of the Senate's Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade References Committee.
I also think that once people know that their solar panelling is made with forced labour, I don't think they would want a bar of it.
The US has recently placed import bans on some solar panel products from China, and Senator Kitching believes Australian companies should be forced to prove they're not associated with forced labour. And Independent Senator Rex Patrick agrees. He's introduced legislation that would ban imports linked to forced labour.
There's a certain line you draw in the sand when it comes to international relations, and genocide is one of those lines.
The federal government has previously condemned what it described as severe human rights abuses in Xinjiang province. On this issue, the Energy Minister Angus Taylor has said in a statement that Australians need confidence about what they're buying, and the government is committed to building more solar panels in Australia. But he's stopped short of addressing whether the Australian government would be willing to place import bans on certain products. The legislation introduced by Senator Patrick could be debated in the lower house next week.
If solar panels are being made using slave labour under the bill that I've had passed through the Senate, those products would not be permitted to be brought into Australia. They would be stopped at the border.
The Clean Energy Council, which represents companies that work in the renewable energy sector, has been contacted for comment.
Henry Bellow with that report.